kādāññāṁ bēsīṁ jēntāṁ jē jītāṁdō kāñchūk chūdō tūk shē bādāṁ jē dē sēmbar hiyo kāñshī sēmbar shābē rīmbāne dēvā kīpī kōlō tāmi gōndē sēm jēntāṁ jī jī jūlā yēne rāñchē sū nēpī sēm jī chūnī dēshē hīmbō gē tēn dēnī tēnlā wē par shē bā lāyōṁ Jatsav Satchiong Shui Shambang Gumbi Jilami Tenchi Jikabso Zosong Kunin Choshirdan Tejin Niyer Meshirdan Ryushina Lichenka Tadu Sanji Himbochen Sumba Tadu Chumsen Namba Sumji Gone Dubdu Yopale Tatitabi Chumsen Namba Sumbo Tendeyon Pi Hwenjin Keba Namji Tabi Tsurdan Tene nganjir rinzin jipi gombadan tumbar Tene ta ranglu gicha Shepa te nansesu nyingi nane Ta ranglu gicha Shepa di kapsu pavre
Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta For the sake of all sentient beings Who are in number as vast as space And thinking of all of them The subject of the teaching is the Buddha nature, which is present, already abiding, perfect in all sentient beings, and which is the subject of the ultimate turning, final turning of the wheel of the Dharma. And so this is explained as the great 10th Bhumi Bodhisattva Maitreya said in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, suchness is indivisible. They have the gotra, therefore all sentient beings always have, they always possess the Buddha nature. So in this verse, the Maitreya, the great Bodhisattva, gave three reasons why sentient beings have the Buddha nature, and three reasons establishing the Buddha nature. And then, so there's been different in the past, and Tibetan commentators have explained it in a certain way. And so this text presents first those this approach of other earlier Tibetan commentators, and then comes to presentation of our own tradition, the way it is understood in our own tradition. So we're in this in the second section, which is presentation of our own tradition.
だってやんがしこんで出身病のとね、たてりんぎかすパバレ。てなてんらびえしてね。ディジェダンデマシジンたかんらやんめねぴ。デマシチェンボテソンやれ。たんでかそはたこわんだぼかんでポグがるせな。てね、たんこんでぎちゅたんちじ Shilu tartuba inji cha tende tene danda devarishi bi ge chini inji cha tela ta ngezon lo gare ta devarishi bi chini inji cha te tene konde ge chue tamji ji ta shilu tartuba chinji yin son are ta tende vi devarishi bi chini ji inti lon le ene danda Mada korvi chue tamche yon, di long le ya shardyo gyore. Dangpa nyangalin di bi chue tamche yon, di long le shardyo gyore. Di indi dang konde jin nawa chi yin shinche. Tini chuni devarishi bi hinbi yin tegi chabdyo gyore. Yin tegi long le yend majurbe na. Tini katsangka kapso yon. Konde ji chue kun hupsu chiba sunga ki tandayang tere de gore. Konde ki chue tamji, tini devarishi bi inji long le tsu shari gajo don. Devarishi bi inji long le yendu majurba. Di chane, tini devarishi bi nimbi integi, konde ki chue tamji ta hupsu chue gajo chenji yin song jare. Di shidi, Tene, ta chuji nelun tar tuba devarishi bi tene inji cha tela ngözon lo gare. That tendevi devarishibi in jichate tene nijie ki shosu nungba rewese na nijie ki shosu nungba amare songjare. That nijie juchen le che gyanjo ke che tendege ta chuni re degare. Tende nijie ki shosu yon nung amare. Yon dimashi ji shosu nung gyajo rewese na dimashi ji shosu nung gyajo amare. Din dimashi seande tene nijie la tupi ke dimashi seaji gyajo are. Pena ngwe po la tupi ngwe me seaji yorwa tena chikware dere. Penchun tuche gu gwane gyajo ke tene dimashi la gogo gare. Tishiri nijie ta juchen le che gyajo ke cha na tela tupi ke dimashi ta ngwe me ke cha. Dindik ta kanglayan tene neye mare songyare. Dindik ta kang shoso nungya mare. Nijie ki shoso nungya mare. Dimashi ngweme ki shoso nungya mare songyare. Ta kanglayan mene du ene devarashi bi nyingbi yeshe senanda deshi nyingbi yin tende tene nijie dan dimashi bin tale ndepige ene dimashi chenboge ming tando gare. Chenboge. Tandani nduje don dimashe senani ngwe po don ngwe jin talen depige ene dimashe chenpo gida ten jar gogo yo son jare ten indi da devar shibin hinbu in dimashe ji cha teni teni tanda ngwe me changpa tan dragma risa jare ngwe me da tanda dimashe se ngwe me ki cha jara Dimashi ngwe me ki cha tente tong raga ya mara. Ngwe me si de ngwe po chi la te ne ta ya ju chenji re de gyo re. Te shiri ngwe me chong ba to ten menda la song gyo re. Ta ngwe po nduje ki cha yin da, ngwe me dimashi ki cha yin da, te ni ka chu chen re de gyo re. Chu chen re de gyo re. Te shiri ngwe po tam che ne, ten ne chibi ge, ten ne temdre ki cho re, ten ne chibi ge temdre re de gyo re. Nueme tamche ne tene takbi temdre ki chue re dekyo re. Te shiri ta nuepo yinaya tene rikpa namda senanda tandam rikpe ta shin she ondi chogye yama re. Nueme tene takba ki chue tene yon tandam rikpe she na madruba indire. She na nduje ta tene ta nduje nuepo ki cha ta nduma she nueme ki cha nika. Sok, zumba, nuwa yin la se gyare. Te indi, ta ngwe po ki cha tende yon, gyatu gyo amare. Ngwe me ki cha yon, gyatu gyo amare. Ngwe me jin, talen depi ge, ene devar shibi, nyingbi yeshe yam, nyingbi inji cha te, ene dimashi chenpo ki tanyi jar gyo gyo yosong bete yonare.
So we continue with the text, where it says, "In this way, such primordial wisdom, which does not fall into the extremes of being compounded or uncompounded, is the great uncompounded." So here, so what we need to understand is that, as was said yesterday, that the very nature of all phenomena of samsara and nirvana. Is the basic space of suchness of and or the basic space which corresponds also to the to this Tathagatagarbha, and so, but then if it is the basic space, then or the way to understand this is what we said yesterday, how this nature, this basic space, is the very nature of all phenomena. And that is that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, all phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise from the expanse of the basic space of phenomena. And so they are pervaded by the basic space of phenomena. And so therefore they are not different from the basic space. And this is what was mentioned yesterday, with this expression called the upchuk, the complete consummation of all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, It is that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise from the basic space. They are not different from, never different from the basic space of phenomena. And so, this is so how we identify this very nature of all phenomena to be this basic space, this aspect of basic space is so the nature of all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, never separate, never different from all those phenomena of samsara and nirvana. But then, and so if we look at this basic space, then we find that it is not something compounded, it's not something that arises and due to causes and conditions being basic space. And also, it is not uncompounded as well. Because uncompounded phenomena arise in relation to compounded phenomena. Uncompounded phenomena arise based on compounded phenomena by relying on them. And it is only when based on a particular compounded phenomena that an uncompounded phenomena can be considered or that it can arise. And so it is dependently arisen phenomena as well. Uncompounded phenomena are dependently arisen phenomena as well. And so, which is not the case for the basic space of phenomena, doesn't arise dependently. And so, therefore, the basic space of phenomena is neither a compounded phenomena, something that arises due to causes and conditions, not an uncompounded phenomena, something that arises based on the dependency on other phenomena. So this a basic space of suchness is so neither compounded nor uncompounded, and it is beyond all the extremes of being compounded or being uncompounded. And so this is why we call it the great uncompounded. So the name is given great uncompounded to this aspect of the basic space of suchness, because it is beyond all the extremes of compounded and uncompounded. And so the this basic space of phenomena, again to explain, is different from a mere non-entity, a mere uncompounded phenomena. This is different because a mere uncompounded phenomena arises on the basis in dependency upon by in relation to a compounded phenomena. And so that is why it is not at all like a mere non-entity. They say entities and non-entities are both phenomena which arise in dependency on other phenomena and or are imputed independence on other phenomena. So this is what ordinary non-entities are, what non-entities or uncompounded phenomena. They are phenomena, just like entities, which arise in dependency on other phenomena, which are non-entities are imputed independence on other phenomena, independence on other things. And so both are therefore, says phenomena, chuchen, they are both phenomena. They are not; they do not correspond to the nature, and they are both dependently arisen phenomena. And since again, non-entities arise on the basis in relation to entities, and so this basic space of phenomena, so is neither does not fall into is not. A compounded phenomena, nor it is an uncompounded phenomena. And if we apply the reasoning investigating into the ultimate nature of things, we find that it cannot be uncompounded phenomena, those uncompounded phenomena being as well not established, being a dependently arisen phenomena. And so it is, as it says, when correctly examined, they appear compounded, hollow, fake and deceptive. And so, but the Sugatagarbha is the nature of all phenomena, entities and not entities. And it is the great uncompounded which is genuine and undeceiving. And so it is utterly beyond all the extremes of being compounded or uncompounded.
Ani nima shi chenpo ki cha tende, ten ya gu gu yu song re, ye song ba ye no song re.
So the Sugatagaba is the nature, chenya, of all phenomena. And whether they are entities or non-entities, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, their nature is this Sugatagaba. And so this means also that this Sugatagaba, this Buddha nature, pervades throughout all phenomena of samsara and nirvana. And so when we say that it pervades, that this basic space of Sugatagaba pervades throughout all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, what do we mean by that? What does it mean that it pervades? Well, to explain, all phenomena arise from, what it means is that all phenomena arise from the expanse of the basic space. That is, for example, the all the phenomena of nirvana or enlightened phenomena then arise from the expanse of the basic space. And when there is accordance between the mode of being and or the nature of things and their appearance, the way they appear, when the way they are and the way they appear are in accordance, then the liberation is gained, and this is the correspond to the phenomena of nirvana, so that arise out of, in this way, basic space. Now, when this phenomena are not recognized, or that when we're not able to see exactly as they are, those phenomena arising out as out of the basic space. That is, that there is a difference between the way things are and their appearance. Then this is when the duality of subject and object creep in, and that they are seen as being different. When the subject and object are seen to be different, and so that when that happens, then it is that correspond to the manifestation of the impure appearances of the samsara, and so the manifestation of the impure phenomena of samsara is when there's those phenomena of nirvana arise, but are not recognized exactly as they are, and there's a difference between the way things are and the way they appear, with the involvement of the duality of subject and object, seeing the object and the subject as being different. And so at that time, then the impure phenomena of samsara arise. And so in this way, we see that all the phenomena of nirvana arise out of the expanse of the basic space, and that that correspond to the Sugatagaba, the basic space of the Sugatagaba, and all the appearances of the impure appearances of samsara are adventitious. They manifest adventitiously out of the expanse of the basic space, and so they are all in this way pervaded by the this Sugatagaba, this basic space of the Sugatagaba, because they arise out of the expanse of the basic space. They are pervaded by the expanse of the basic space, because the expanse of the basic space is where they arise from, where they come from. And so all the impure so phenomena of samsara are also pervaded by the we can say that they are also pervaded by the by this basic space of the Sugata-gabha. And the Dhammata is the Dhammata nature is says the great uncompounded, genuine and undeceiving. That is, that it is, nobody has made it. It is something, you know, it is not something that someone would have compounded, put together. It is the great uncompounded, as it says there. That is, that it is the ultimate nature of things, the genuine ultimate nature of things, the which is beyond transfer and change and modification. And so that's why it is... it is genuine, authentic, and undeceiving. It is not something that has been made by causes and conditions, produced by causes and conditions, or compounded, put together because of causes and conditions. But it is, says, it is beyond the fabrications. It is, it says, majapas, that is, and altered or unfabricated by causes and condition. And so this is the great Dhammata nature, which is not so an entity, because entity arise interdependently arisen phenomena, and it is not non-entity as well, uncompounded non-entity, because non-entities also are also dependently arisen phenomena. And so it is the great, so again, the great uncompounded, which is the Sugata, the Sugata-gabha.
Tetar tartu chuki ke tene sonde. Takui non tartuba chuki hire. Ta chuki ke tene. Tene siji kunchap ton se onde. Tan tartu chuki ke da. Tene. Aji semjin jine kabna. Ta deva hibi nimbo sia tene. Tanda chibare de gare. で、私に貧乏だ。タルト中級に行けにな。もう一個ね、チェバギャディよ、やまれ。てんでた中級に行けて。てね、水地君ちゃったんせんで。てね、た中級に行けてんでよ。すば、これ一応だ。しわ、にゃんねんでびちゅくんなや。てね、ちゃっでよ、そうめたんだれ。だって、げ、だんだんだわ、だたんぎん、せばなしんれてがれ。 ペナ、たまだ、コルビチューセアテンデ、テン、ロブルワチンジヤングガレ。インナヨン、テンデビ、ロブルワ、コルビチューテンデギン、チャルサギ、イテンデ。テネ、たチューキーヒセナヤンダ、デワリヒビ、ニンボギ、ロンレ、ツヒャリヤジチンジヒンドガレ。テネヨン、 だまだんこれびちゅうてんで、なむし、だぱぱんべいごね、だんがんろぐれ。ぱんべいごね、だまだんこれびちゅうてんで、ぱんがんろでよ。てね、だんだ、でわりしび、ひんび、ろんど、てね、ぱんがんろぐれ。ひんび、ろんど、ぱせんろぐれ。でしで、だまだんこれびちゅうせやで、ロブルはいないやん。 でね、だんだ、デワルシビヒンボアム、中級イシェテンデゲ、だ、チャブデグヤレ。トーマルンチャルサギイテンデヨン、中級イシェレデグヤレ。タン、コルビチュータンジ。でね、ガンロデヨン、中級イシェジロンド、パセンログヤレ。でしで、マダンコルビチュータンデシェネ、チャブログヨーソンヤレ。 だ、たばにゃんねんでびちゅうせやでね、でわりしびひんぼってんでどん、ためてばいんどがれ。とみねかぶなよ、でわりしびひんぼげ、ごーってんでだん、だ、にまだん、うずりげんど、ぬんどるめばちんじいんどがれ。たとどんどびねかぶなよ、あ、いえね、らんちすねぴげ、にゃんでぎちゅうてんで、そんがんでじょんじょれまと、まんめぴ。 nyande jiyen den sarba thap seya chinji yajiyo goya mare. Te chedi ta devari kibi nyingbo seya de si ji kunchab taong se gire, sikwaan korwa dan shiwa nyande nikala chab dego yo son gare. Konde ki chwe tam chi, chuni devari kibi nyingbo di ngo la ta ro nyamba chinji indore, nyamba indu gare. Di chane, tene nyamba ni taong se. Tene chuni devari kibi nyingbo se gire te, ta juchin le machi ba, yene, Nunchi chupa chingi yendu gare, te yi chane, ene nrima sheba taan song yare. Ta chini dewar shibi hinbo tene yi semchene tatu sanji ge pardo ngola njurwa chane yogyo amare, te yindu njurme. Tene tanda tenji none tar tukba aung tamba yinbe chane, ene ten tambi denba song yare, ten tambi ranjin se yare. Devar shibi nyingbo ge ten tinde yon, teni tenji nonin tar tuwa indi, ten revi ten de jezhar shibi ge, teni ndodde te tso yon, teni ngedenji ndodde son de, ndoddi nonin yon, tan tar tuwa ngedenji ndodde si gyanro gare. Te chiri ta ngedenji ndodde ge londan, Tenin tartu shibi rikba son gyerin, tartu kseri nilu tartu ki chö tenlan bebje ki rikba tela tartu shibi rikbe se gyeri, rikbe truba naa son re. Ten nam shi ngondi churung ki junze ta, te tabi teni devara shibi hinbo chö ki yeshe ki cha tende, ten nam shi ngondi churungwa indire, semchen sun rabo chenji ina yon, Chukyu yishen te namshi ngandu churungi chane songir, churungwa chenji yin songir. Ngandu churungi jina tatane yishi chukyu rangin chini ji tsurdo trikondo tawa yukwa teni yin songir, teni lase gyar. Ta chukyu yishen tende namshi ngandu churungi churungwa chenji yin dugar. Churungi semchin ji jina Tene tata ne yeshi chukyu rangin tende ta sem degi chuni jitsurdu songere. Tata nganon zogu sem degi chuni jitsurdu ene devari kibi nyingbo te. Ta trigondon tabra yu se onde, tri se onde, chenji cha papon onji chikan yomare. Yentengi cha ngan meba tsusardu kong onji chikan yomare. Tende trigondon tabra yu degi yu songere. Tishiri Ta devara shibi nyingbo chukyu yeshe ki cha seyande tata nganon tsoka sem degi chuni re degare. Tende chukyen sem de kaba ye degaya na tene di chuni devara shibi nyingbo tende gyo tene chab degaya songyare. Tishiri ta shiro sado seyanda dan pembyu tende tene chukyen sem ji cha tende o yato gyo amare. Te yamato di Ani chunyi devar shibi nyingbo seya chenji yon, ta shirol pembyu tendu ya onju che yo mare. Te shiri chunyi devar shibi nyingbo seju te, chuchin semdegi chunyi yin son ara. Te indi semde kanla trupde yo na, teni chunyi devar shibi nyingbo tendegi yo, teni chabde yo son betare. Trigondo trawa yukba teni la son re. Nubur ji trima tar madra ji nansur la, Nguan de chur majir yo chong song gyare. Ta lobur je driba de tan rodi. Tini yene ranchi su nepi chuni devar shibi nyingbi cha tende nguan de chur no gyare. Lobur je driba de madar di. Ta chuni devar shibi nyingbo te yed dena yon. Lobur je dribe dribne nguan de chur tuk maare song gyare. Tende lobur je trima tra madar di. Nansur la ngandu chur majir yo chong song gyare. Pena da dacha gitamba shaja tube lobur ji driba tam je pa tan rodi. Ta nesur la devar shibi nyingbo ki chaba tsa maze. Ta devar shibi nyingbi ten ngandu chur nin. Nansur la yon teni devar shibi nyingbi ngo tene ta kadi yon miyo wa yendu mijur wa chenji yindu gyare. Na pena nganon tson dhapola samna tong jana, netsur la devar shibi nyingbo tende ke chabde yana yon, nonsur la lobur je dripa te mapon di, ene devar shibi nyingbo ke ten tende, 당만데 저토가 말해. 데인데 논출라 만데 마저바. 네출라 데어레 집이 님버데게 찹되죠. 다 된다 보신지 고알랭 그 여성 배달에. 여 정성하래. 네출라 나시 장엔지 제벌 뜰자면 메데성 야래. 다 심진지 내가우게 다 데어레 집이 님버 로버지 드마다 집이 차든데다. Tene Sanji ji devara chibi nimbo lobur ji dhima dan dharvi ne karwa. Tanda lobur ji dhiba dan chi, dhiba dan dhar se aki chepa ji yaji yore mato, devara chibi nimbo rongi ngola zangin ki chepa nabu yaji yore basne. Yo mari son yare. Semjin ji jula yubi deshi nimbo ki cha tende dan Sanji ji ngwande churi yaji ki deshi nimbo ki cha nila zangin ki chepa tip samyo meti e son re. Then medu any devashi be nimbo rong ngo njurwa mepa dumashi be ranjin chenji yimbar ta jilla me tenchu ki kawso yon tene tengi yoson are
so the So in this way, the ultimate primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya pervades all of samsara and nirvana. It is the great sameness of samsara and nirvana. So it says, again, this ultimate primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya pervades all of samsara and nirvana. That is that, so it is the Buddha nature which this ultimate primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya is the Buddha nature, the suchness that abides in all sentient beings, is present in all sentient beings. And there's no a difference in terms of its essence, of all the phenomena and of samsara and nirvana. They can't be differentiated. It pervades throughout all of samsara and nirvana. So this is what we just explained here, that actually all the when we said it pervades all the phenomena of samsara, that even though so the phenomena of samsara are, as we said, adventitious, yet the basis on which they arise is the expanse of suchness. They arise out of the expanse of suchness. And so those impure phenomena of samsara, when also they cease, when they stop to exist, they cease, then they also dissolve back into the basic space of phenomena. And so those impure adventitious phenomena so are also pervaded by the suchness, the ultimate primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya, because they arise out of the primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya, and they resolve back into the primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya. So all those all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are always pervaded by the by this great primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya, and they are never separated, much like in the example that is often given of the sun and its rays. So the sun and the rays are never separated. And they are not, it's not like something that could be, you know, separated from one another. You would have the sun on one side and the rays on the other, but I could, and then put back together. There's, so in the same way also, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, pervaded by this primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya. And this, it is, the great sameness of samsara and nirvana is that in the so even though so those that is for the for the wisdom, this primordial wisdom, in the perspective of this primordial wisdom, from the point of view of this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya, then it is the great equality, the great sameness of all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana. And it is uncompounded, meaning that it does not arise based on causes and conditions. It is not something that is crafted or fabricated, resulting from causes and conditions, but it is the great uncompounded. And it is not something that is changing. So he says its nature is the unchanging absolute reality. It is not changing or transforming. And then absolute reality, meaning in terms of says a truth or reality, when looking, this is really the authentic or ultimate way things are. So this is the what it says, the absolute reality, ultimate reality. And this corresponds to the definitive meaning of the text from the sutra section of teaching. So that is also in terms of all the different teachings that are given in the sutras, then this is this corresponds, this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya is what is taught in definitive meaning sutras, or this is like the definitive meaning of the sutra sections of teaching. It is the ultimate nature, and this is established by the reasoning that investigate into the ultimate nature of things, into how things are ultimately. They can establish that. So, in the continuum that has the potential to bring it forth at some point, it is already present as the Dhammata, the nature of the primordial wisdom Dhammakaya, free of increase and decrease. So, in the it is already present in the continuum of sentient beings, and in this way, as the nature of their mind, the way it is present is in sentient being, it is as the nature of their mind, and so. And it is, although it can appear obscured by adventitious stains or free of obscuration, it can be manifest or not manifest, there is not the slightest difference on the level of its nature at any point in time, when one moment would be better and the other moment not as good. That is, that, you know, one time better and the other not as good, that means, you know, there's some things that we would need to kind of remove, you know, from it, that needs to be eliminated, and kind of that need to be cleared away, cleaned away. Basically, it would need to be, you know, kind of clean, and then you would need also to make it better, to add some features, to improve it, you know. So this is not the case. It always remain as the nature of the mind in sentient beings, ever and changing. So this Dhammakaya primordial wisdom is already present naturally as it is, as the very nature of the mind of sentient being. And but the materials such as earth, stone, and so on do not have the a mind, and so therefore they do not have this this Buddha nature. So this is what we need to understand also, is that it is the nature, this Buddha nature abides as the nature of the in sentient being, as the nature of their mind. Now, since material things such as earth and stone and so on do not have a mind, then they also do not have the Buddha nature. And so it is naturally uncompounded and changing. So that is that it doesn't, you know, change. Not like before, it would be in a certain state, and then would be improved and manifest in another way, or be better later. Actually, the only difference, as it says in the text, it can be a manifest or not manifest. That is, that this is the difference. Sometimes it appears, it is manifest as in the case of the Buddha Shakyamuni, our teacher, because he's removed all the obscurations that prevent it from manifesting fully, that obscures it. But then there's also the case of others, like ourselves, where the way that it is, its nature, the way this Dhammakaya primordial wisdom is, the way this Sugatagaba nature is, then is different from the way it appears, the way it manifests. You know, it can't manifest fully as it is according to its nature in our case, and so this is how we need to understand what this Sugatagaba primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya is. And so that keeping in mind that those obscurations this adventitious obscuration are sometimes present and sometimes are not. This is the only difference. So it's not a difference in terms of this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya itself, but it's just a difference in terms of how at some times it could be obscured by adventitious temporary obscurations, and at other times it could be free from it. So when it is free from those adventitious obscurations, as in the case of the Buddha Shakyamuni, it manifests fully, but when it is still under the influence of those adventitious obscurations, like in our case, it doesn't manifest. And so it is not a difference at the level of the primordial wisdom itself, which at some times would be in a certain state, and then at other times would be in a better state, you know, would be improved, or it would be worse, you know. It is not at the level of the primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya itself, says in the text, there is not the slightest difference. So this is we need to understand, and which is expressed also in the Uttara Tantra Shastra.
Chittar nga yin, shi te yin, njurwa me pi chunyi to song gyare. Ta dewari chi pi nyingyu cha teni, ta chittar nga sim jin ji ne kub don, shi teni sanji ji ne kub nyi la, ta njurwa tani yo ma re song gyare. Nga shi chik zangin ki chepar sianda bo, tindri ki teni, Njura yaju yarvesana, yaju me son yare. Tende njura me pi chunyi tende, ene devarishi pi nimbok chate yandu gare. Jedan, yon jillama nano la semji ranjin osar kaimba, tene namka yendo njurme te son yare. Ta semji ranjin wir sarva siji tende, ene chunyi devarishi pi nimbok la kogare. That then the Vichini Devarishi be Himbo coin, but then that Namka than Dava change in song yard. Namka la Punjurtani, Yamarwa. Namka la Punjurtani, Meba Nashi, any same Jiranji, Ursarwa, Chini Devarishi be Himbo, Motelayon. Then a Punjurtani, Meba change in song and Jermetes. Yangda Meto Lejun, the Chasosri, Yang Taba, Mimbi Tobase Yard, Tulmi Yisere. Tsurjin mayimbi yila sheba se gare. Tate kande jagrasana tene ta tsurjin nelu la shinji lopan zin jajo tela kogu gare. Pena meta pala takparan zin jajo nada. Dunga la devan zin jajo nada. Dame la datan zin jajo nada. Mirtonwa la tsangwaran zin jajo te. Tene tanda tsurjin mayin bi yivji yise gare. Ta nambi chuji nelu la shinji lopar nzin gare chenji yindu gare. Te yanda mayin bi tokba se gare. Ti yanda mayin bi tokba tegi tzawa she undi, ene nyamamba ndechadan she dondon timu la soba tende tene che ungare. Ta tata nganon tsoki jila yipi nyamamba ndecha la sobi ki tzawa de, tene kaanre se ta undi, Tsurjin mayin bi yivje re de gare. Tsurjin mayin bi yivje de sharsa ki yivje de kaanen de ta hundi eni chini devarishi bi nimbo tele tundu gare. 대시에 다 투신 많이 비 이제지 똑바라 때네 내차 라서 바기 녀몬 바기 차텐데라 에네 로버지 테마세 야레 다 단다 데와르치 비 힘볼라 힘비 이시네 데네 투신 많이 비기 이제지 제거레 투신 많이 비 이제 데라 때네 녀몬 제거레 녀몬 바기 레사 거레 레라 때네 에네 남민데 녀온도 거레 This year on the Tanyomong get neck of Inanda. Didn't Nami Yamsunyom with neck of Inanda. That did Tam Jit Luburji Timang tell it's no good. That Luburji Timan take a young devil she be Himbogi, she's a cogaris and she's a cogia, Marison Jare. She don't devil she be Himbogi, Yishene. Any Tanda, Tumi, Yiji Tobanda, Nyomondon, Leta. That Namingi chat at all, then non dog yard day. You don't then David Namingi chat out on your mongi chat on to me, jig it to what it's all. They were keeping him book, she's a girl, and she's a girl, my race on yard. They could, my dear, and your mombangay, they were keeping him book more than your momban jurgu, my race on your mom and jurus on yard. Yes, so could we cheer Tam chase that, madam, could we cheer city day? Njushi metemba in this on re. Then Korvi chose to take a chengag number. Then in Hashi njurjajo. Then tembo menken in lahase yare. Take in chini di nandu ponjri shepata no yon sonda. Then madam Korvi chose to take ya chejunda, manga junda wanda. That chengag ponjri de son nandu gare. That jenga ge ponjur te do tam che on chini deol si bi long le ponjur se de gare. Bena madan korbi che tam je ya che on de yon chini deol si bi long le tsu xab de je chindi yin de gare. Ngan do de yon chini ji long do pang gan de gare. Bena da nga tsu sa le si bi ge bumba tinde dine da tomar zangken ge ya zo vi kam da da Jesu toa la so baga pa jombi kaw hina yon ta kaw ji ta ponjur tinde yon ta namki lon le ponjur sheba ta da chini nondo gare namki lon le ten tsu che jo namki lon le pangan rojo ta tenda wu chenji nondo gare pe te nan shim baga ta korvi che gi chenga tinde yon chini devar shibi lon le teni ponjur sheba da gu yoson gare Ponjur shepata no yon son re. Sem ji takba devar shibi himbo ni namka tabu re son yare. Pena sali shibi pumba ki chenga te namki londo shena yon namka rangi ngolan jura chani yon marwa. Pe te nashimba ki kondi ki chu tamche ki ponjur tende chuni devar shibi londo nondo na yon chuni devar shibi himbo ni namka tabu ponjur chani yon marwa son yare. Ponjur mepar. Tan jura tani meba chinji yin son jare. Jenga ge namba korvi chue gandin rabo jen non dona yon chini deor si bi non la ponjur tani yoga amare. Deor si bi shisu tenen korvi chue ge tani goyun yonga amare. Ten meba tende yane yandu sumba tardo tenen shetu gogo yo son jare. Ta te jen onde tenen That casting on to get you de gare, pena, zo chingi, tene, lam tindela, that's all. Tom by inji cha lam de sheba, that teacher gilipare de gare. Now I was sergicha lam de sheba de, tugger gilchare de gare. That teacher don't tugger nikagi, that yam so long young mama de car in the center. Tene chuni deor shibi nimbo ki chate rendere. Chuni deor shibi nimbo ngo tomba inji chate nde. Tene techo ji kapsu lamda shando gare. Chuni deor shibi nimbo ranjin salva. Ta nindu ki chate. Ene tukar ji nekam na lamda shando gare. Tese de ta techo ki kapsu ta rikpa ngo tre senanda. Ngo tre senanda. Tendu chuni deor shibi nimbo ki chatinde, ta jencher do nyamsu nyomba am. Chuni deor shibi nimbo ki nono ta inji dochare. Inji dochate, ta jencher do nyamsu nyomba chenji gogare. chuni dharchi bhi hnimbo inji cha tende lamda she tba chenji go go are. De she de na, ene deshi nimbo lamda she o se go are, dzog chenji kab ne tembi, ta trichu je rikba yon, ta chitawa yendo, ngwando churba ge tse nabu ya cho go are. Ta tende mayimba ge, chik tongba, tongchong, pena ngwe do ngwe me, inji deshi bhi ge, ta ngwe me, tomba mega gchanda bo tetene lam du she senanda yur du she ne gam du kha chena te chini dor chi bin nim bo lam du she ba chagu ya mare tomba nye che ba chen ji lam du she ba re de gare te zoba chen bo ge che che gi nyam ne se anda da te gar gi nyam ne se anda bo gam gi sho so yo ya tu gi ya mare te ni che che ji ka so ta chi nyam so lon ja ngoma ngon de chul ge ji te Dewar cibi hingbo ke inji doca tende yendu gare. Te cedi da dewar cibi hingbo inji doca tende tende namjur ba ranange cik nyamnyong ke gane ta jenchir du ngan du sha undi tende tanda chuni dewar cibi hingbo sejo tende ta konde ke chue tamche la chab dojo konde ke chue tamche chuni ji in tele Da yend majirba, tamchi ying tegi, whoopsu chu yajo, da ten rabo chenji, da tsuchik nyamnon rabo chenjo, shalju yodu gare. Te chedi, da devarichi bin hinbo sejo tende, teni zo chenji kawso yon, da nyamso long zhao, ten zhao, tartuba tere de gare. Te indi, da ti ngola ponjur mepa, semjene sanje ge pardo, Tini shilan jura chane mechur tende, ta yane yandu sun, sun gyore, sun bat tado, ta dzogchen ki nyamne shenkin ki kanza ina, ten rabi ten tende, shen yon tuk gu gyore. Mashi tami chenji chadu gyore. Tende shepar shala son re.
So what does the Gulama say? It says, as it was before, so it will be later, and the Dharmata is unchanging. So in the Gulama, so it shows that, it explains, or shows what we've just mentioned, that at the Buddha nature, primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya is present in sentient beings. It is also present at the at Buddhahood in the Buddhas as their very essence. But that there is not the slightest difference between the Buddha nature at the time of sentient beings and at the time of Buddhahood. The Buddha nature in sentient beings and the Buddha nature in Buddhas are not at all different. Is that, you know, meaning that the Maitreya is saying, well, I'm not making, you know, the slightest difference between them. I'm not saying there's the slightest difference between the Dhammata, so that is as it was before, so meaning you know, in sentient beings, and so it will be later, so that is once you've reached Buddhahood, it is the same. Dhammata is unchanging. And it also says that the other quotation saying that the clear light nature of mind is unchanging like space. And so this clear light nature of the mind is compared to space, because space also doesn't never change. There's no change or transformation in space. And so in the same way also, this Dhammata suchness is also without any change or transformation. And then the quotation further says, the adventitious states of destructive emotions, such as desire, which arise from conceptualizing unreal things, does not stain it, does it stain this clear light nature of mind. And that is that the what it says here, the adventitious stains of destructive emotions, which arise from conceptualizing unreal things. That is, to have to have those misconceptions, those kind of concepts, and then grasping onto that, those ideas, those wrong, mistaken apprehension of what? Of this nature of all phenomena, of the Dhammata nature. And thinking, for example, that where there is no self, then thinking that there is a self, or where something is actually pure, thinking that it is impure, and so on. So there's those different thoughts that are made in a wrong apprehension of the Dhammata nature, and making a concept, conceptualizing a self where there is no self, for example. And so and this is how then the destructive emotions, it says these adventitious stains of destructive emotions, arise on the basis of this, on the basis of this improper way of thinking, this wrong-headed thinking, this that is, that comes down to this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya, or this suchness, that is, in the sense of, you know, wrongly looking at it and wrongly conceiving about it. So I have this wrong ways of conceiving the Buddha nature. As a result, then negative emotions arise, and karma and so on also arise. So on the basis of this, we will call this this improper thinking, or this wrong ways of looking, then negative emotions arise, and also negative karma, all the suffering and so on, ripening of karma arise. And so, but all of those are the adventitious stains, are adventitious stains. And but even adventitious meaning that actually this Buddha nature of suchness, this has never been, you know, stained by those adventitious stains, never been touched, never been altered by those stains. And so this is what we need to, which is important to understand, that even though all those phenomena, like result of a karmic ripening, the negative emotions, the karmic actions, all of those do appear, yet they never stain, never touch the nature, never stain the nature, the fundamental nature of things. And so that's why it says that those adventitious stains have also never changed it. It is they can't, you know, transform it or change it as well. They can't alter it. And so there's no, like, again, difference that, you know, with a before and an after at the level of the nature itself, that, you know, at the time of sentient beings, it would be kind of not quite as good because of being in contact with those impure phenomena of samsara, impure subsidic phenomena, and then become better later. This is not the case. It is never stained by those phenomena of those samsaric, impure samsaric phenomena, which even though so they may appear, yet, you know, at the level of the nature itself, there's no difference. It is never stained by them. Even though so they appear in the state of the out of this Dhammata nature, you know, they arise and cease and transform and change within the expanse of the Dhammata nature. They appear within the expanse of the Dhammata nature. You know, it is in the expanse of the Dhammata nature that they arise. It is in the expanse of the Dhammata nature that then in the end sees resolve back. But yet at the same time, the Dhammata nature itself is never touched, never transformed by those impure adventitious samsaric phenomena. So an example of was given of space, you know, and it is like someone, you know, if someone jumps into space, you know, then the space itself is not changed by that. It doesn't change the space. It's not transformed or changed in any way. But it is, so it is the same also. All those samsaric phenomena can appear, manifest within the expanse of the basic space, yet they never, all those phenomena, samsaric phenomena, never touch it, never sustain it. And so this is it is like in the example of space. Space never changes. You know, even if someone jumps into space, then it doesn't change. It is permanently stays the same. And so it is equally the case with the this primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya, this Tathagatagarbha nature. And so it is without, you know, it is never changed by, you know, even though so much, you know, change and transformation, arising and ceasing happened at the level of samsaric phenomena, yet that this never affects the nature itself. And so this is what those quotations are saying. And so as Mipa Rinpoche continues, this quotation and others express again and again, all the phenomena of samsara are changing and unreliable. Although there appears to be transition and change in the state of the nature of all these phenomena, the pure mind, Tathagatagarbha, it is unchanging like space. So you should understand this. So so this is what we've been explaining. And that also, if we look at, you know, in the Dzogchen teachings, when following the Dzogchen path, so in the practice of treksha, then we take as the path this emptiness aspect, and in the practice of toga, we take as the path the clear light appearance aspect, and so what we are actually putting into practice, what is really actually practiced, is the dhammata nature of suchness, and in the practice of treksha, it is the empty aspect of basic space of this dhammata nature which is put into practice, whereas in togal it is chiefly the cognizing cognizant clear light nature which is mostly put into practice. And so in the treksha practice, for example, we said that first we need to be introduced to Rigpa, and then so that we'll be able to take that as the path, this recognition, this Rigpa, then we'll be able to practice this, take that as the path in our treksha practice. What it means when it says that we're introduced to Rigpa means that we are introduced to the Tathagatagarbha Dhammata nature, and particularly its empty aspect of basic space. This is what we are introduced to, what through the kindness of the Lama we're given the opportunity to recognize. And then, having recognized that, be able to make it as the path to practice that. So it is not like a mere emptiness. It is a kind of a uncompounded phenomena as opposed to a compounded phenomena. It is not of the domain of compounded and uncompounded phenomena. It is not just a mere emptiness. It is this Tathagatagarbha nature. This is what we are taking as the path. This that we recognize and put into practice. And whether in the treksha practice or in the toga practice, those aspects like just a mere emptiness, or just a just an uncompounded as opposed to compounded, that kind of phenomena, that kind of thing. If this is what we think is the Tathagatagarbha nature, then we won't be able to do a treksha or toga practices, because this kind of recognizing the Buddha nature or the empty space, basic space aspect of emptiness as just a mere empty, a mere void, then that is not what the Buddha nature is. This is not what the Tathagatagarbha is. So therefore, we won't be able to practice genuinely the Trekchur and the Toga practices, which are based on recognition, genuine recognition of those of the Tathagatagarbha nature. And so, so we are, for example, in the Trekchur practice, where we're practicing is this aspect of the of basic space, that is, that we distinguish, you know, on the basis of the Dhammata nature. This is what the yogi, the Dzogchen practitioner, is experiencing, and then and through his practice. And so this is. So this is what has been, you know, is expressed. So it says, you know, as this quotation and others express again and again. So this is what is said, you know, again and again in the teachings, and what was said, you know, yesterday also when we were talking about the great consummation of all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana. It is that, you know, all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana arise within the expanse of the basic space of phenomena, the expanse of the Tathagatagarbha nature, yet all the phenomena, impure phenomena of samsara, never stain this, never change this nature. And so this is this Tathagatagarbha that we practice in the Dzogchen, and this is also ultimate point of the practice, the thing that ultimately is practiced in the Dzogchen as well. The ultimate, you know, thing that is taught in the Dzogchen is also this Tathagatagarbha nature. And so the Mipham Rinpoche say, you should understand this, because, you know, that has been taught, repeated again and again, over and over again. And so, therefore, including in the Dzogchen teachings themselves, that and in those teachings you need to be clear about that in order to put it into practice. But, you know, since in his teachings the Buddha has repeated this point again and again, over and over again, that, you know, all the phenomena of samsara so are changing and reliable, but the nature of all the phenomena is pure mind, which is the Tathagatagarbha, is unchanging like space.
Chubi kuepa mebar rangin ki nambar ta chen song jari. Tan lima shi we sarwa te chuni dewar shi bi nimbo ki chari. Di yin senanda shi la tan chubi ta ni kue manyong ba chen ji yin song re. Chubi ta ni kue manyong di teni dewar shi bi nimbo si ji te rangin ki nambar ta ba se jari. Rangin namda ki chari du jari. Number tachin song yare. Then Mantru Biagi, she jirandan la segare. That chini devarshi bin nimbo tege. Te tang uyugon manturba. Then she jirandan se on the nelu jirandan redre. That nelu jirandan senanda. That devarshi bin nimbo randan. Then Hundub jiyan tengi chate yando gare. That under. Chini devarshi bin nimbo ge randang ge chate teni danda hinju tubi yuanteng ge chate yandu gare. Tati yuanteng tena di kausu tabso ndrechu ji yuanteng se gare. Tati tabjo minjigba ye se anda mandreba chob je se jun diso tamje teni sanje chuku yuanteng re de gare. And the Rigpi Yuantens, a Tanya Tanoga, Rigpi Yuantens. That's all Chuki and this and our Chogare, Rigpi and Tengi Chari. That then the Rigpi and Tengi Chatam Jaya, then Dami to Nedugare Songare. That there she be Nimbogi Yinji Randang, then it Randang Chatinde. Tene tanda tab don minjiba laso bage tene rigpi yenteng chati yandor ta inde teshe de tab don minji laso ba rigpi yenteng chate devarishi bi randan yin se kyo gare dichi ni bi randan se no gare pena tanda thugar ji nyamne she on bine ka na ta tanda yin ji nawa sa anda da dene tanda rik pi nawa sa anda da tigle ge nawa sa anda ban de tang che dene chini ji randang re de gare ha de indi ta chini ji randang se on di dene chini de dene ka ta yin dan tigle la so ba ge namba no ya ji chin ji indi Ini cunji rangdang sedogare. Tega nangshin shene, tabdo minjibba laso bayon, dewar shibi hinbu rangdang se onde, dewar shibi hinbo te tabdo minjibba laso baga namba shal gyadu cunji yindogare. Te shidi, ten revi yuanten tamche yon, ndarme tu ne te son gyare. Ta ti yuanten tindi shi la ninji trub gyadu cunji yindu, ta ndarme tu ne gyare. Tipe tera nima da ozir geno son gare. Tishiri ta deshi nimbo ge inji cha tinde da tene tabto minji la soba rikpi yuente nipo te ta kadiyon dara meba chenji yin son gendo a. Nima da ozir gendo tene ranche so ne dogi yo son gare. Ta te gendo tene yon tanda Now we yon dance and head your it. Now we yon dance today. Then a good number dada. Then a wizard get number dada. Shinkam get number dada. Yae con get number tamche ya. Now we yon dance yonder. That day on the other she be nimbo gay. Then a yinje randan red the girl. That day now we yon dance on girl. That the so get chadet so. Zochin. Tugger get nam yaji kapso, then jachiri chin a tendu gare. Terimato, that jilla mandavo, ndisu kapso, then a tanda, devil she be inje randan, the she on the ripi, yen ting chat, so tendu a chinji remato, that now yen ting chat in the Tene, that's the bushin, thank you, Samar. Tan metem by your mare. Tanda parvo chigi dog no lola. Ton sum tayu chimbi pace at injure. Ton sum tende tar, tarji yula. That ton sum gin chatamje, that could be page sonare. Tayu chimbo chila, then ton sum ji, kubatamje. Tipi peji son are. Tela tonsum tayuchin be pe son yare. That tonsum tayuchin be pe titu kapsone. Then ripi kazan yenten tamaze. Now yenten chate toyon. Hingi to so tendu gare. Yena da sarbo tende. Then it zochin jikavle tendu are mato. Tandoi ne kona. Hindene to say what you tengu samare. That ripi yenten chatin do te tendu gare. Tishi de ta rigpi yuen ten ki cha nindup tinde Ani tso semji chunyi red dede Ta ndi kao ki deshi nimbo tinde yon Semji chunyi ki cha la tendu gare De red de gare mada Shiton deshi nimbo siji te ta chi do Tene semji chunyi cha inbi neba yon yo mare Pena sanji ji yuen ten te la kui cha yon yo de gare Sungi chan yodegur, Tuji chan yodegur, Tetamji, Dorishi be Nimbogi, Charhedugare. The Dandi Kavso, so then a Semji Chuni, Dorishi be Nimbotella, then a Ripi Yente, Ninji Tutu de Tendogare. Tetaria, Jilla Male, Namirchi be Seni, Lovertag, Kamtongi, Songare. That deshi nimbo don, then tanda muyugo number yeju ge tseni kende kan yano gersena, lubur di dibati yano gare. Lubur di dibati de don deshi nimbo ni muyugo number yevi tseni kende yin son yare. That the lubur di dibati kam ji shila tane kue mare, devarchi bi nimbo ge shila tane kue medu, then devarchi bi nimbo la, Then lubur jibate toko tong yagu yu son gyare. Tene namir mepi tseni je lami chuji tong ma yin song de da dewar shibi nimbo tong nguyu gona nambar yeju mepi tseni je de Tene kari kya gosana lana mepi chue gyara lana mepi chue tende ta tanda rikpi yuen ten tau cho minjikba je laso ba ta sanji ji yuen ten ki cha tela lana mepi chue se gyara ta lana mepi chue teki dewar shibi nimbo ke ngo tela gadu yon tong me song gyara Dewar kibi nimbo de trup tamne zonde lami ji chue tamje o ranchi su trup de gyore. Tendi tomba yin ye korvi nyepa tamche ne nga tang chue ji datan zimba trupi semle shiung la se gyore. Tang korvi nyepa senandang korvi chue ren. Korvi chue tamche tachin chega nanchin korvi chue tse jenji chare dire. Tanda dawa trape oman jupi kawso nyomo chen na mali njikso la song are. Tene tanda nyomo mba ta chega nanche ke chen tamche tene njikso la ta datu tawa le shung ya ju chenji yin song are. Ta ten nanshin she ne tanda di kawso korvi nyepa chega nanche ke cha tamche ne ngar zimba ta ngayin zimba. Tan trubi sem tela tene shiung gyaju chenji yin song gyare. Tan trusem teyan demi shi wesar la yene mago mandi par kala tintar lubuwa yinbe song gyare. Tatanda ngata datin zimbi trusem tene yon tene demi shi wesar la song de deshe nyimbo re. Demi shi wesar deshe nyimbo la Tan trubi semgi yene tane kö manyumba re sone yene magö. Tin trubi sem degi devar kibi nimbo gu ngola mandepa. Pena namka la tin tina yon tin te namki lon le kadiu kö gu amara. Magö bagi loburwa yinbe sone. Jen te dani kamdon sosur njekin sone. Tan korvi trusem don trunon gu chare. Deni kam devar kibi nimbo don sosor njeki ndarwa yinbe tene kam ji ngo la tene korvi trusem don tene trunongi kyun tegi tongde tane go ma nyumba chenji yin son de ma go ba yin la son gyare
So the in the nature is of basic space. It says this basic space of uncompounded clear light is never tainted by mistaken apprehensions about it. While it is completely pure by nature, the qualities of fruition such as strength, which are spontaneously present in the self radiance of its unmistaken fundamental nature, abide inseparable from it like the sun and its rays. So, the basic space of uncompounded clear light is never tainted by mistaken apprehensions. When it is all this deluded, mistaken apprehension never ever stain this basic space of the fundamental nature of phenomena, and which is what it means when it says that it is completely pure by nature. Completely pure by nature, and so that is that the this basic nature, this fundamental nature, has never been stained, never been touched by those stains, and so this is but just naturally pure, and the in terms of the the qualities now it takes, while it is completely pure by nature. The qualities of fruition, such as the strength, and are spontaneously present in the self-radiance of its unmistaken fundamental nature. So it is, they are already present in its nature, in its fundamental nature of this basic space of the Tathagatagarbha. Then all those qualities are already present. in the basic space of phenomena, and spontaneously. And it is said that it is the it is the rangdang, the self radiance of this fundamental nature. And so the qualities, so the mentions here, the strength, so you have like this 10 strength, or the four fearlessnesses, the 18 unshared qualities, and so on. All those qualities are qualities of the Dhammakaya of the Buddha. Often, you know, they're said to be the qualities of the Dhammakaya of the Buddha. And here it is the also it can be said that they are the qualities of the Rigpa. They are the Rigpa qualities, the aspect of qualities of Rigpa, and of the awareness. Because to explain this further, those qualities abide within the Tathagatagarbha nature. All those 10 strength, fearlessnesses, and so on, all those qualities are the qualities called the qualities of awareness. And they are the self-radiance of the Tathagatagarbha nature. And, for example, when we practice Togal, then in the basic space, then there is the what we call the appearance of the basic space. There is the appearance of the Dhammata, there is the appearance of the Tiglis, and so on. So there are different types of appearances that are mentioned in those teachings that manifest to the practitioners. And they are all, so sometimes it appears, so sometimes this fundamental nature appears as basic space. Sometimes it appears as Tigli. But it is always the self radiance of the Tathagatagarbha, and so there is, and those qualities are never separated. Primordially, they are present within the Tathagatagarbha, and the Tathagatagarbha is never ever separated from those qualities. The example that is given is of the sun and its rays. You can't separate the sun from its rays. And so in the same way also, the, this basic space aspect of the Tathagatagarbha nature, for example, is never separate from the nature itself. And so there's this aspect of qualities of awareness that we mentioned, and then there's also qualities of appearance. The qualities of appearance are the appearances of the bodies of the deities, the appearances of the Pure Lands, the appearances of the palace, and so on. All those are called the qualities of appearance. And those qualities of appearance are the self-radiance of the basic space. And they are taught mainly in the Dzogchen teachings on Togal, but not so much in those teachings in the Gulama, which focus more on the qualities of the of awareness. Mentions more about the qualities of awareness.
That anda kudon wizardan shinkam don jaye konge kubatam jeon nunji tubi tsurtin le chenji ta pe de la tene tene yon song ya sa chenji yodugare.
So, and it is not that, even though so in the teachings, in such teachings as the Gulama, then the main emphasis is more on talking about the the qualities of awareness, yet it is not that the qualities of appearance are totally ignored as well. And because as it says, it's this quotation for the Gandhaviya that also that hints at that, as says that the nature is like a great piece of silk where all the phenomena of the three realms are drawn, so that all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, all the phenomena are there clearly drawn without mixing with one another on that huge piece of cloth or that huge piece of silk. So that is the example that from this quotation, then we can see that that alludes also to all the qualities of appearance, like the bodies, the kayas of the deities, the pure palace, the pure land, and so on. And so this is what is so in these teachings and the Gulama. So this is the main emphasis on the qualities of awareness over the qualities of appearance, and doesn't mention so clearly those spontaneously present qualities of appearance, even though they are not completely ignored. And that is also has to do with the as we said earlier, that the main ways that the Buddha nature is taught in the Gulama is by focusing on the aspect of the Dhammata nature of the mind. And even though so the Buddha nature has the qualities of the Buddha Buddha nature have an aspect of qualities of the bodies of enlightened body qualities. They have also enlightened speech qualities, enlightened mind qualities. Here in the Gulama, the focus is more on the aspect of the enlightened mind qualities, the aspect of the enlightened mind, and so seeing the Buddha nature as present as the nature of the mind of sentient beings. So, and that is why also then the small emphasis put on the qualities of awareness. So, in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, then says also that the element is empty or adventitious phenomena, which have the basic characteristic to be separate from it, but it is not empty of unsurpassable phenomena, which have the basic characteristic to be indivisible from it. So the Buddha nature and the adventitious phenomena are, if we look at the level of the essence of things, what they really are, then the Buddha nature itself is never touched by those adventitious phenomena, never stained by those. They're always separate at the level of their very core essence. Then they are different, and so this is why it says the element that is the Buddha nature is empty of adventitious phenomena. And because it is never stained by those obscurations of samsaric phenomena, never experienced them. But then it says it is not empty of the unsurpassable phenomena, which have the basic characteristic to be indivisible from it. So the unsurpassable phenomena is reference to those qualities of awareness, and those Buddha qualities are what we call the unsurpassable phenomena, the unexcelled phenomena, and that it says the element of the Buddha nature is never ever separated from it. It says it is never empty of the unsurpassable phenomena, which have the basic characteristic to be indivisible from it. They are indivisible from the Buddha nature. So that is what the Uttara Tantra Shastra says so about it, and that all the faults and suffering of samsara come from the mind which mistakenly apprehends an I and an identity in phenomena. And this mistaken mind, however, has never stained or mixed with the fundamental nature of clear light. So that all those phenomena of samsara are like they're too like faults, and that they're never stained, never been mixed with the nature itself, with the Buddha nature itself. And the great master Chandrakirti said also that the negative emotions and all the suffering of birth and death and so on all arise from the view of transitory collection. The view of transitory collection basically is the grasping of the self. So because of grasping at the self, then all those obscurations, faults of destructive emotion, negative emotions, suffering of a birth, old age, sickness and death and so on, all arise because of thinking that there is an I where there is no I, grasping at an I. And so then the text continues and says, since it is an adventitious phenomenon, like clouds in the sky, such defects are distinct from the element and it can be free of them. So the mistaken mind is an adventitious phenomenon. It's never, you know, mixed touch of the nature. The nature has always been primordially free from such stain, nature which is primordially clear light. And so, therefore, the very essence of the element is empty of these defects. They do not stain it. And so the natural state, which doesn't depend on the pollution caused by these mistaken apprehension, so it is, they're never touched, it doesn't depend on them, doesn't rely on them. It is just the clear light, the element, meaning the Buddha nature, is clear light, which is primordially so untouched and polluted by those adventitious stains. And it is the nature, the very nature, the suchness of the I and all phenomena, all the samsaric phenomena, also are by nature this Buddha nature. But this nature has never been stained, just like in the example of clouds in the sky. Of clouds in the sky, but they never kind of stained or altered the sky in any way whatsoever, even though they may appear in the sky. So it is the same also with all those samsaric impure phenomena. And it is the self-arisen primordial wisdom, which can never be separated from the ultimate qualities. It is not empty of these elements, since its fundamental nature is never without them, like the sun and its rays. And so the mistaken apprehension that is says the natural state which doesn't depend on the pollution caused by mistaken apprehension, it's just those mistaken appearances, this mistaken mind, that the nature has never been touched, stained by it. So as in the example of the clouds in the sky.
Rangi ngangi we sashin chu kunji te konani de shubi ranjungi hile nam ye shar mepi tartugi en ten nam ji kam de meton te son gare tan turbe lepa la mete sananda ten dewar shi bi nimbo gi shilan turbe tan ke manyung bi chatela ten turbe lepa la mete se gare ten de turbe shila tan ke manyung ba shi Then Rangi Nangi was our city, Rangingi was our vase on the. That's all. Now we yentin, Nunduki chat to la condo gare. Was our singing song gare. Chukunji dekonani de shubase on the. That condigi chu tamji la. Any chuni deorci be nimbo tegi chap de di. That chuni deorci be nimbo de. Condigi chukunji. Then Tekonanyo, Chini Jitsudo, then Shugjaji Chinji Yinson Yare. Chukunji Tekonanyi the Shug Sananda, Chini Jitsudo Shugjaji Osonre. Tate kanjar sene ranjungi ishe sen do gare. Tate devar chibi nimbo sena on cho gare. Ranjungi ishe sena on cho gare. Di devar chibi nimbo ranjungi ishe le. Tene nam ye shar me pason re. Nguyi gun tan ye ju men ken. Pena me da me yi cawa ni. Nguyi gun ye ju tan yo marwa. Pe te nan shimba shene. Devar chibi nimbi. Ngoyu gone yewata ne menken de kaande sana Tenin tartuk yöntem yin son yare Tan tartuk yöntem seci de Tan ripi yöntem tab çöden mincik bala soba ge Tan sanje ge yöntem ge çatı so yano gare Tan ti yöntem namji kam te çane tongu yamari sonre Kam te la yöntem te nünce tutu karema to Tan devarşi bi nimbo ge Tene kam tende da, tene yöntemi ngon ta teban da bu yağcı yöresine de yağcı yöre son yöre. Yöntem namcı kam deme ton te son yöre. Rongi ngola nramici şi imbe son yöre. Yöntem tamçini ngola nrarva mepa. Devar şi bi nimbi şi re de göre son yöre. Tadanda sancici yöntem tamçini tene devar şi bi nimbo ki ngole Tan darwa mepa, deki nimbo ki şisu çubi, tene yönden ki çatı hindu göre sonra. Pena nima da özür geno sonra. De tara ranjin neri de, tene nima şeba ase. Da ranjin neri devar şibi nimbo tele kondo göre. Tene düçenci nima şeba, yönten tamce yeden. Tene çükü ngor tuba nasere yene den yajo. Da çocukluğu ngô tuba na, da çocukluğu ngô se yandu gare. Deni san jarun vi semcen tam çici jila yeşi çocuk trigondo tavara yuk göte son re. Da san jarun kengi semcen son gare. Şirur bena sadon donduzo san jarun gyo marwa. Dela deni yeşi çocuk devar gibi nimbo teni yuk yo se gyo marwa. Ta san ja runkengi teni semcinji jutela teni yeshe chokku senanda devar shibi nimbo te eni pa triwa dan tsu kanwa se jen pa triwa yunten tsu kanwa se di trigon dan tarvi tsu do teni tata ne teni yudde gare son gare lam te gamna san ja runwa ngutab jitubla se ta semcin tam chegi jula devar shibi nimbo teni Tene tanda trigon ki tsurdu yuk dejo ki jumsen ki Ene lamla lamna Lamla lamkin ki kanza de San jarun wa tende yon Ta ngutopji rikpe trubla ase yare Ta san jarun wa tende ngutopji rikpe trubse di Dishi nimbo te yopi jumsen ki Lam gamna san jarun wa yinba chenji trubde yare Sanji ji tuji chöku te ndimashi bada ta san jen rodi ngandu churji chöku te ndimashi bada yasona ndimashi bada yindi sardu jichin ji ndushi bada misibi shere son gyare ta san jen rodi ngandu churji chöku cha tendeni teni jichin ji ndimashi bada yindi teni tanda ngar mepa sardu ngandu churji ajon rabo kanyama re son gyare Tata ne sanji ji ngor tene yuk sanji ji ngor yukwa yinba chenji te trubde gyare son gyare. Ta sanji di ngandu churju ki ta chukyu yishe tende kon dima shepa yindi. Tene sanji ji neka na sardu tab gyajo ma yinbar. Ji semchin ji neka na yon ranjin ki tene nunji trub gyajo am sanji ji ngor yuk gyajo yinba chenji tene trub gyo son re.
So, to explain this a bit further, then says that the natural state doesn't depend on the pollution caused by this mistaken apprehensions, and the element is clear light. So that is, that doesn't depend, never Plato is not based on the mistaken apprehension. It means that it doesn't affect it, and that it is just because the element is a clear light in nature. And so this element is clear light refers also to all the qualities, the quality aspect of the Buddha nature. And it is what I and phenomena simply are, the suchness, so that refers to the fact that it is also the very nature of all phenomena. And that it abides in, it is present in this way, as the, in all phenomena, as it's, as their very nature. And so the self-arisen primordial wisdom is this Buddha nature, which is self-arisen primordial wisdom, is never separated from all the qualities. And it says, so it is the self-arisen primordial wisdom which can never be separated from the ultimate qualities. And so that it is at the level of the primordial wisdom itself. It's not that you could at some point separate the qualities from it. It is very much indivisible. They are indivisible. The primordial wisdom itself and the qualities are very much indivisible. That is the ultimate quality. That is that all those qualities of like the 10 strength, the 4 fearlessnesses and so on are all Buddha qualities. These qualities are already spontaneously present, naturally present in the element in the Buddha nature already. That the element and the wisdom, the element and the qualities can never be separated. They can't be at the level of the element itself, at the level of the qualities themselves. There can't be any separation, and so that. And therefore, all the qualities are already naturally, spontaneously present in the element, in sentient beings. And so that is the example of the sun and the rays. And the text goes on to say that when the inherently abiding nature is established in this way, as the essence of the Dhammakaya, and compounding and possessing all the qualities primordially, then the very fact that it is possible to reach enlightenment is proved itself that the wisdom of Dhammakaya must abide without increase or decrease in the continuum of all sentient beings. The Samchen La Yubi Yundengi Ikim Singi Sangi Gopan Tautura
Sa Samchen Jinne Kavna Devar Shibi Nyingbo Te Yubi Jum Singi Ina Lamla Gamna Sanji Jikomo Tautura Ba That
it is the opposite, actually. The reason is that because sentient beings have the Buddha nature, which is full of the qualities, then that they have the capacity to reach enlightenment. So it's the opposite, as it's written in the translation here, and that so to explain this, that all sentient beings have already all those Buddha qualities within themselves. Those qualities which are abiding without increase ceasing, without being better at one point and worse at another point. They are just there spontaneously present within sentient beings. So all those Buddha qualities, sentient beings already have them in themselves, and so. Therefore, then they can reach enlightenment. That is, the fact. It is. It says that the. It is established by the power of facts. That is, that because sentient beings have the Buddha nature, then therefore they can reach enlightenment. That established. That shows that through the power of facts, through the fact of having the Buddha nature, then. Shows that sentient beings can reach enlightenment. And so this is because they already have in them this Buddha nature which is not something that can be created anew. It's not something that you create when you reach enlightenment, but it's something that is uncompounded, and that they already have in themselves, only it is not manifest. And so that when reaching enlightenment, then all those qualities, this great uncompounded Buddha nature, will manifest fully. And so this is how we need to understand this, that the Dharmakaya at the time of Buddhahood is uncompounded, so it cannot arise anew as a compounded thing, due causes and condition. Therefore, it is already present in sentient beings as the essence of Buddhahood. That is, that sentient beings do have this Buddha nature already indwelling within themselves, which is uncompounded, because they have the Buddha nature that shows that they can reach enlightenment.
Simjin tamji yu la yi shi chu gu trigondo trawa yu gu te sonda. Trigondo trawa simjin tamji yu la yi shi chu gu te jun pa triju don yun ten tsu sardu gongju me par ge. Ta yu gu te sonda ta tamja re. Ta nambi tene devar shi bi hinbo yun ten tamji hinji trub ya ju te. Ini jisim cincin negam naya, tanah yugo grace ag tamji cha. Tapi dari jumseng ngamak ke onde lam gamna san jaruma ngotab jitula sedi, tadi jumseng ni jangjar. Lam de gam onde sanji jikombon thab jiyabat tende, tak ngotab jirikbe trugun dua sejar. Ngotab jirikbe, ini sanji jikombon thab jiyabat trugun dua sejar. Tapi sanji jikombon thab jodi, tapi sanji jikombon sejiri cukup ngore sejar. Chukuti nimashi reese gyari. Nimashi de sardu juchengi ndusheba sigma reese gyari. Te indi ta maombana chukuti ngondu churyongi yore. Ti chukuti la ta hinji trubi yonten samji mechaba chinji yodo gyari. Ta ti hinji trubi yonten samji mechabi gi chukuti tini tata ne Sanji jing wo tende yuks, tata simjin jing nekab na yon, ta sanji jing wo am chukku tende, ta yu yin se ne, ta tende se ne te chukki nusong gyari, inju nima shi bi jumsen koi gyari. Chukku koron nima shi indi, ta maomba na ngandu chukju la chukku ji yod gyara, di chukku di nima shi indi, ji simjin jing nekab na yon, tende yobar chinji chukku nusong ne, inju ta Tendeshendi lam gamna san jaramango tab jitula sendini minchete jumsen jani shegere.
So the it says the inherently abiding nature is established in this way as the essence of the Dharmakaya, uncompounded and possessing all the qualities primordially. And must abide without increase or decrease in the continuum of all sentient beings. Now this, that we must, the must here means that this is what we need to kind of assess the kind of position that we are taking. We're saying, okay, well here the this primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya is abiding in sentient beings and is without increase or decrease. It is you know, increase, that is that you would, you know, add some qualities when you reach enlightenment, you know, make it better, and then decrease, that it is at the time of sentient beings, it is kind of altered and made worse by the obscuration. So it is another case. It abides without increase or decrease in the continuum of sentient beings. So this is the kind of position we're taking here. That it is there, and so it says that one actually becomes a Buddha by practicing the path. This is established by the power of facts. So how is it that the reaching enlightenment by practicing the path is established by the power of facts? So we need to explain a little bit. The reason is given here is that the Dharmakaya is uncompounded. It doesn't change, and so therefore when in the future we reach to Buddhahood, then all the this Dhammakaya will become manifest, and all those qualities already there will, which are already there, will also become manifest, because it has this infinite, you know, all these infinite qualities. So, but this, since it is uncompounded and changing, then also sentient beings must have those qualities, also have those qualities in themselves right now. So this is the reason that is given here, basically, is the fact that the Buddha nature is uncompounded, and because it is uncompounded, it cannot change, so therefore it is also present within sentient beings with all the qualities.
Sonam de tanje zevanje tanenje bedana pasje jenga na je banan druga je zibe sonje.